السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله، Allah has blessed us with Iman, and how grateful should we be to our Allah for this great, amazing gift. And Allah has made us from the Ummah of the Beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the events I want to remind us that happened in this month, Rabi'ul Akhir, is the famous expedition where Salahuddin rahimahullah, Allahu Akbar. Who is Salahuddin? Subhanallah, his name was Yusuf. His father was Najmuddin Ayyub. And his uncle was a great warrior of Islam as well, Asaduddin Shirku. Father was ruling an area, running an area, governor in Takrit. And it was Allah's will that he was removed from there. And prior to that, he had a good relationship with Imaduddin through the blessings of Khidma. He helped the great warrior of Islam, Imaduddin, on a prior occasion when Imaduddin was returning from a battle, greatly injured, and he sought to him, tended his wounds, treated him, and Imaduddin then departed. When Salahuddin's father, rahimahullah, Najmuddin, had nowhere to go, it was that night when they were to leave the citadel, the fortress, their town. And his wife fell in labor. So he felt bad about it. But subhanallah, the child was born. The father didn't look much toward the child with pity and mercy because he was greatly concerned. But his brother gave him surety and courage that Allah will bless this child. The mother had a lot of hope. They named the child Yusuf. And they went towards the land of Sham, where Imaduddin reigned. They got very close to Imaduddin and they strove for Allah under the leadership of Imaduddin. That's how the Zingids, Az-Zingiyya, and the Ayyubids, Al-Ayyubiyya, got together. And subhanallah, Allah brought the expertise of both these families in the service of Allah's deen. And together they worked towards liberating Aqsa. Allah brought them into being to liberate Aqsa. Salahuddin also, when he took over, starting at Egypt, thereafter working towards uniting the Ummah, connecting the Ummah to A'mal, trying to bring a change, trying to bring Allah's help, increasing in the tilawa of the Quran, making sure tahajjud and salah is performed, increasing in dua, increasing in dhikr, increasing in serving the Ummah and serving the ulama, and striving for Allah. That's how Allah brought about a famous day in this month called Hittin. Ya Allah. It was so amazing how the Crusaders betrayed an agreement, a peace treaty between them and the Muslims by Rinald attacking the caravans of businesses, of Muslim businesses, and also the Hujjaj, and arresting these Muslims, harming them, massacring some, arresting others, swearing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That motivated Salahuddin rahimahullah to take an oath that I would end off this individual with my own hand. And Allah brought about this day. It was Rabi'ul Akhir, the year 583 Hijri, coinciding with 1187. Subhanallah. When alhamdulillah the Ummah stood up against the Crusaders and defeated them. From there, they make their way toward Baitul Maqaddas, Palestine. And yes, he fulfilled his vow that he took against the one who had sworn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mocking Allah's deen, mocking our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took care of the other captives, but this one specific individual, he did not let him go, but he finished him off. Salahuddin rahimahullah would pass and visit the camps, the tents, and see the Ummah involved in A'mal. And whenever he would pass doors making tilawa of the Qur'an, he would say, from here would the help of Allah come. Min huna ya'ti an-nasr. Subhanallah. And he would find, when he would find those negligent, he would say that I really fear that this is how we're going to lose the help of Allah. And this is what we learn, O Ummah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to say to those striving in the path of Allah, and this was one of the letters he wrote to Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, when they were out in Allah's way, and they were on their way to Qadisiyah, the famous expedition that became the means of Islam reaching Persia. He said, Allah's help is coming, but don't do things that Allah will remove His acceptance from you. Allah can take work from us, but Allah can replace us as well. And then he would say, tell your men, fear the violation of Allah's commands more than we fear the enemy as well. Today also our brothers there, what is keeping them firm? What is keeping those mothers strong? Those children, subhanAllah, so resilient, despite every odd against them, despite them being surrounded from all sides. But how firm are they, subhanAllah? It is the Quran, it is the deen, and it is the barakah of Sham. But us, O Ummah, what is our role? What role do we play? Have we brought changes in our lives? Are we punctual with our salah? Are we increasing in dua? Are we abstaining from gunas and sins? Are we studying and learning the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the history of Aqsa and the history of those Sahaba that visited Al-Aqsa? Are we sending as much as we can monetarily for Al-Aqsa? Like the hadith says, if you can't go physically, send even oil there. Allahu Akbar. These are the people in Ribat. They are in Ribat. What rewards Allah is giving them for this great work they are carrying out? Are we learning about Aqsa? Are we learning about Palestine? Are we learning about how Hazrat Umar entered and conquered? How that was even enshrined in the previous scriptures that Hazrat Umar would take these lands, and the forces and the Christians handed over the key. The Crusaders handed over the key. The Ummah was strong in Amal. What has happened to our Amal? Let us all introspect. Let's do those Amal that will win the help of Allah. And very, very importantly, is for us to carry on this boycott. Abstain from goods of those who support this genocide and this murder of our Ummah, our children, our sisters, our mothers, our brothers. How hard is that? That's not difficult at all. That is, subhanAllah, a little change, a little sacrifice that we can carry out in our life. What an improvement it'll bring. Our home's discussion will be Aqsa, will be Palestine. So let us bring a change into our diet. Let's look for alternatives. Let's motivate each other. Let's encourage each other. This does make a difference. And we learn in the life of Hazrat Thumama bin Uthal radiallahu anhu, he refused to sell his containers of goods that he would generally sell to the Meccan people. Despite him making so much, he was adamant that he will not sell any more to them despite the losses, because they would harm the cause of Allah's deen and they harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What about you and I? What difference are we going to make? What changes are we going to bring into our lives? And which commodities are we going to try to boycott for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we'll find alternatives? And through finding those alternatives, alhamdulillah, the ummah would come together and we would then be supporting Muslims, Muslim businesses, support each other, because we are brothers, we are one ummah, the ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the flag of Islam fly high through our akhlaq. Let it not be that people say Muslims are liars, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's followers are liars. Let's never ever tarnish the reputation of our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.